from the historic River Market in downtown Kansas City, Missouri, from the crystal blue waters of the Missouri River, it's Two Douchebags and a Microphone Podcast.
And now it's time for the Daily Douchebag Pledge.
Two Douchebags and a Microphone Pledge. I, Joe, or Jane Listener, hereby promise to download every show. I, Joe, or Jane Listener, hereby promise to grab family members' phones and download the show from there. I, Joe, or Jane Listener, hereby promise to go to public computers and download the show from there. I, Joe, or Jane Listener, hereby promise to laugh at all the unfunny jokes. I, Joe, or Jane Listener, hereby promise to lie to all my friends and tell them how good the show is. And finally, I, Joe, or Jane Listener, promise to visit Montrose, Missouri to take advantage of the power plant, campgrounds, and junkyard all within its quarter-mile radius.
And now, Deep Thoughts with Mark.
Should I record frog sounds in the summer, then play them when it's 0 degrees on my Ring doorbell for the Amazon guy? Yeah, that sounds like fun. Hey, look, I think we found land. Oh my God, I think we're safe. Oh no, it's the island of horrible jokes.
Where do polar bears keep their money? In a snowbank.
Hi all, this is Chicago. I am the most dangerous city in North America. You can't touch me.
Oh yeah? This is Kansas City here. Hold my beer, bitch.
This is the voice guy from your favorite podcast, Two Douchebags and a Microphone. People often ask us how they can find us when doing a remote broadcast. One, smell. Go to the city market and start sniffing. Our aroma has been described as a mixture of flea powder for goats, Tabasco sauce, and old sock with dark fuzzy urine. Two, look for the spot absent of patrons. Three, the most telling sign is a crowd of patrons vomiting uncontrollably. Four, just call us at 816-512-7717.
Hello, everybody. This is Two Douchebags and Microphone. I'm Mark.
And I'm Rob.
Hey, thank you all for joining us once again. First off, hi, Opal. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Grandma. Hi, Jimmy.
The reason I say that right off is they're having some very bad weather up there, or over there in Dodge City, Kansas tonight. A lot of
hail.
They
always do. That's why we watch after them.
Yes. And we hope you're keeping your head low and your eye to the sky and you got your weather radio. But you're too busy listening to Two Douchebags and microphones. So just look outside and make sure nothing bad's coming your way. All right? So right. Even though you'll hear this after everything's over, we're still watching out for you, right?
Always.
Yes. Grandma Opal, Jimmy, you guys are gold. We love you guys. Hello. Okay. There's a, Rob, there's a pizza shop in Ohio. It's getting a lot of shit. The shop in question is Santino's Pizzeria in the Columbus area. And we have a lot of listeners in Columbus. So hello, Columbus. You guys probably already know
hello,
about this.
Columbus, yes.
Per a report from WSYX, the local in-person response to the viral sign that's been largely positive. One person, however, responded to the sign's presence by calling it in a fake order totaling more than $100. What it is the sign that everybody loves, but a couple of people are protesting and doing stupid shit like ordering and not getting it and all that. And I hope they caught the fuck that did that. Their sign says, now hiring non-stupid people.
I love it.
I think it couldn't be more fitting.
I think every business should have that.
I do too. It's the truth. I mean, people and can't take the truth anymore.
It depends on what you're doing. Depends on whether you're stupid or not.
Yeah.
Everybody has their qualifications.
Yes.
It's just for that job. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I mean, look. I mean, the problem is most people that are stupid do not think they're stupid. Agreed?
Oh. Amen.
Yeah. So that's the problem. So they're probably still going to get a lot of stupid people applying. And then if they don't successfully weed them out ahead of time, then they got to spend all that money and resources realizing they're stupid and that they either don't show up or whatever, you know, or they just do stupid shit and they have to get rid of them or whatever. So
I deal with it every day.
We all do. We all do.
Yep. Yep.
And that is why I led off with that story. But really quick, we're going to go into something a little bit cooler. Dairy Queen introduces a new chicken strip basket, Rob.
Cool.
Yeah. In addition to its classic chicken strip basket, the Dairy Queen is introducing a brand new flavor, the Parmesan Garlic Sauced and Tossed Chicken Strip Basket. I'm sold. Sounds good to me.
I'm going to have to try it. Dairy Queen's within walking distance. I'm going to have to try it.
Garlic sauce and tossed chicken strip basket. That sounds good to me. As the name suggests, the crispy chicken strips are tossed in a buttery Parmesan and garlic sauce. The strips come with French fries, Texas toast, and a dipping sauce of your choice, Rob.
Cool.
Let's see. They have Parmesan garlic, the honey barbecue sauced and tossed chicken strip basket, and let's see. They have some other ones, but you know what? Just go to your neighborhood Dairy Queen. Look at their menu, because not all of them are the same. Different Dairy Queens have different strip baskets. There's only so many of them available, but some of them don't serve all of them, is what I'm saying. So you'll just have to check with your local Dairy Queen and find out which one they serve and see which one you want. So anyhow, Rob, we look to you.
All right. We have... It sounds like a 90s movie sequel.
Oh, okay.
And this is one I, for one, cannot wait for. And I think you will agree.
Okay.
There's no denying that a number of Adam Sandler's greatest movies are regarded as classics.
Yes.
So much so that you might want to see his iconic characters back again on the big screen. Well, your wish has been granted.
I'm in.
As it's been reported that one of Sandler's beloved 90s classics will be getting the sequel treatment. If you're curious about which sequel the Sandman's will get a continuation, here's a hint. It's one of the best golf movies out there.
Oh my God.
A former hockey player saying one of his funniest quotes after his failed swing, "Why didn't you just go home? That's your home." Couldn't guess. The answer is Happy Gilmore.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe they're doing a sequel to that.
Doing a sequel.
Some of those scenes in Happy Gilmore, I mean, like the Bob Barker one, but there's a lot of other ones. I mean, it was legendary. And the stuff that people repeat nowadays, you know, they'll repeat a line off of it if it needs to be, you know, if it's something that requires something that whatever they said in that movie, you know, you'll hear someone mimicking it or something. I mean, the movie still lives good today, and you still see that movie on A&E or whatever, or the movie channel, you know what I mean? You still see that movie pop up regularly, which means that there's still interest in it. Like someone sitting around on a rainy Saturday afternoon and they see Happy Gilmore, they're like, you know what, I'll just watch this. I've done it before. So very cool.
Okay, well, I'm going to add a little more to this.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Christopher McDonald,
mm-hmm,
who played Shooter McGavin,
yeah,
his opponent, booked on Audacity's 92.3 The Fan.
Uh-huh.
About his recent encounter with Ann Sandler, who gave him some great news. And it goes into, quote, yeah, Happy Gilmore 2 is in the works, it sounds like. I cannot wait.
That sounds awesome.
I for one, cannot wait.
You see, that's a movie that will pull me into the theaters. I don't want to watch that at a movie theater eating popcorn and drinking a huge fucking Coke.
I'll pay $30 to see.
Now, I will pay that money too.
Or whatever they charge
now. Most of these movies nowadays, I wouldn't touch even if they're free. They go, come on in, Mark, free. All you got to do is buy your popcorn and drink. I'd be like, nah, no thank you. I can find better use of my time. Something like that would draw me in. That would draw me in. I mean, because I don't think there's the same interest in movies with the millennials and the Z's. I don't think they care about movies and cherish them like we did. So this is a movie that, like, all the Xers can sink their teeth into, I think, you know. So, man, bravo. Great, great, great deal there.
Yeah.
So very cool. A little bit later, I have some Did You Knows that are really good.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. But until then, well, Jeffy X sent me another list, Rob.
I love it. Boy, yep, Jeffy, I love that boy.
The man on the move, Jeffy X. Gosh, I'll tell you what. Oh, and he's still wearing his Sergeant Pepper outfit that you embroidered him.
That thing's got to be brown by now.
It's really dingy yellow, but he doesn't
it
care.
It started out brilliant white. I know.
So, anyhow, Jeffy X is our sleuth that has uncovered, like, new douche flavors. He always finds these test market things that failed for us, whatever the subject is, and he goes into these places like Massengill, risks his life to get us these lists, and like always, he sent me an email saying, 10 minutes, this email's gone, and I barely got it. I had to run into a Staples really quick, log on their computer and download it. It was crazy. I didn't think I was going to get this one. So, anyhow, Jeffy X, once again, provided us another list that people should not have that he risked his life to get. And as a token of thank you, Rob knitted him a pair of embroidered underwear. Is it a pair? Is it like two of them, or is it more?
Okay. No, it's just one pair.
Oh, it's, one pair.
Yeah,
okay.
Just one.
Okay.
Just one.
It has Jeffy on the ass cheeks, and then it has an X on the front. And anyhow, the...
It was perfect scheme looking at it. I thought about the other way around. It looked better with the X on the front.
He could actually be a wrestler in that thing, couldn't he?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I designed that very well.
Excellent. And then on the inside, we're not saying Jeffy needs this, and we're sure he doesn't, but Rob sewed him in a Stephen Piercy of the Gland Band Rat pouch. Supposedly, many years ago, Stephen Piercy used to have a pouch on the inside of his spandex, his very tight spandex, that he could stuff a couple of socks in to look more appealing to some women and maybe some gay males. So, anyhow, Rob went ahead and did that for Jeffy X, but we're pretty sure that Jeffy X does not have to fill in full like possibly Stephen Piercy had to. So, and me, I'm a much simpler guy. I would have, if I broke the law, bought him 5 pounds of blow and 70 hookers. But because I don't break the law, I'm giving him the cash equivalent when he comes by and sees me, and then he can do whatever he wants to. He could pay up a credit card, or he could blow it all on video games, or he could buy 5 pounds of blow and 70 hookers. So, anyhow, this is a token of our thank you, but this is the way this starts here, Rob. There's a new Coke flavor. Did you know that, Rob?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. New Mango Strawberry Coke with extra fizzy is going on sale in some locations starting April 3rd. The new flavor is said by Coke to be groundbreaking because of its extreme bubbly taste to enhance the fruit flavors. Limited time, then it's gone. Some people that that tried it out said that this is like the next generation in soda. It's combining the fizziness, enhances the fruitiness that they put into the drink, and they say that this is like a craft soft drink. Like right now, craft mixed drinks are in. This is kind of like a craft soft drink, and they're even thinking about maybe extending it further, like having soda fountains with people actually, you know, working them for you, that are actually blending the fruit flavors in with the Coke or whatever product. Okay, do you see where they're going with this? Yeah. So.
Okay. Are you talking about like restaurants doing that?
Yes. Yeah, restaurants and bars.
Okay, well, I have a problem with that.
Okay.
A lot of restaurants are going to kiosk anyway. Why are they going to throw somebody up there to make a drink when they're going to machines?
You know, that's a good
point. Just saying.
I got you. Maybe it'll be behind someone back and back where they prepare the food doing it. I don't know.
Or it could be like a higher-end restaurant.
I'll bet you it's a higher-end restaurant. And you could go in there.
It pretty much would have, because you got to be able to, you know, pay the employee.
Uh-huh.
If you're wanting to cut employees to have machines, yeah, that would not make sense, because you could have the machine do it for you.
Well, the way the
people
article,
don't want that.
No, you're
people
right.
Don't want that though.
The way the article, it was a long article, so I just took out what I needed to on it. The way the article was written to me was, it looks like that they would, you go in there and they have a list like, okay, I will take a Coca-Cola fizzy with, orange and tangerine with a slice of lemon. And then they go, okay, and then they go back there and they make the extra fizzy Coke or whatever like that. Okay.
Yeah.
Allegedly. So, all right. Anyhow, so all of this it would have to be more manpower, I know. So, it must be higher-end restaurants, like you said. Or maybe high-end bars. Because mocktails are the big rage
right now.
Okay, that's what it is then. Although, it didn't say it in the article, I'm going to go ahead and put my spin on it right here. Okay, I think that this goes in concert with mocktails. A soft drink with no alcohol in it, a mocktail with no alcohol in it. So instead of ordering a mocktail, you will order a craft soft drink. That makes sense? So, you know, you have 10 people in there. One guy orders a near beer. Another guy orders a virgin pina colada. Or something crazy, some kind of craft deal, mocktail. And then another guy, I'll take a craft extra fizzy Coke with, I don't know.
Yeah, they just want a soda.
With mango and fruit
reduced.
Punch or something. Yeah. So, well, like
because
always.
Because of health issues.
Yes, absolutely. So, okay. So, like always, Jeffy X went into this facility. And he found out flavors of Coca-Cola that failed. Like always. I love
you, Jeffy.
Jeffy,
just
you're
saying.
Awesome. Now, you do understand that he had to go incognito, so instead of taking
always
off...
Does.
Instead of taking off his Sergeant Pepper outfit that you made him, and he also has a flying bat suit that that Rob made him, too, and thank you for everything that he does for us, but he did not take off the Sergeant Pepper outfit. He put his incognito clothes and mask over the outfit. He will not take it off.
That's the problem.
Yeah, he's a huge Beatles fan, and when you did that, he actually started crying. You were there. He was like,
I pray to God he took some of the money you had to give him to buy some body spray.
I would hope so too. So Jeffy X started crying, and this gift meant so much to him that he will not take it off. As a matter of fact, he's growing his hair out to look like Paul McCartney did.
Oh my God!
Yeah, and he has that big mustache, that meathead mustache from All in the Family.
Well, he had that.
Yeah.
I didn't know he grew the hair out, too.
Yeah, he grew the hair out, yeah. He's trying to look
like
Paul McCartney.
He's going full-fledged.
He's going full-fledged. So, anyhow, Jeffy X uncovered these flavors that did not work at the extra fizzy Coke deal. So, the first one, sourdough flavor Coke. Didn't make it, Rob. Like sourdough bread? I mean, I see nothing wrong with that. Sourdough bread's pretty damn good.
Yeah, that kind of catches my attention, honestly.
Me too.
That's no joke.
I would take.
Once you said that, it kind of caught my attention.
I would take a square of butter, take a bite out of the butter, and then drink the sourdough fizzy Coke.
But put it this way, I would at least try it once. I would at least try it once.
I got it.
Because you mentioned it caught my attention.
Okay. The next one that failed, chalk flavor Coke, got the boot as well.
Chalk?
Yeah, chalk. Like, you know.
I'll give him that one.
Yeah. I've eaten chalk before as a child. Not that good.
Hey, that'd be like Pepto-Bismol flavored Coke.
Hey, be careful. Yeah. It might be on here. No, it isn't.
Yeah, it might be. It'd be the same damn flavor. Why not?
Yeah,
they've
why
done
not?
That to us before.
Yeah. The next one that failed, Vicks Vapor Rub flavored fizzy Coke, was denied because it reminded everybody.
That.
Well, they said it reminded them of the flu. So, I get that. So,
No, you take one drink, it's going to fuck you up all the way down.
I never thought about that. That would be alcoholic,
that
wouldn't it?
That mentholatum all the way going down your throat, down all the way. No,
yeah,
it's going to
fuck
you up. You ain't going to be able to breathe or alone do anything else.
Yeah, no wonder it failed.
Just saying.
No, you're right, Rob. You're right. I never even thought about
I'm
that.
I'm back on a just saying night.
Yeah, well, you know what? That is why I didn't make it then, right?
Yeah, that would hurt.
The next one, celery flavored Coke, didn't quite make it, but it was close. People did like celery flavored, but it just barely missed. So, I mean, I would get like a jar of peanut butter.
Okay. I could go with that.
I could too. Take a scoop of peanut butter.
I'd accept that one.
You know, put it in your mouth, and then take some fizzy celery Coke.
Take it in. Or sit down.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. You know what? Every now and then, the people miss. This is obviously a miss.
You did say it came close.
It was close. I'm sure if they reintroduce it again, that people will have a different change of mind, and they will go, you know what?
Depends on the voters.
That's true.
Yeah.
The next one, beach sand flavored Coke, was a flop, and it was sticking everybody's gums and teeth. So beach sand is a no-no. You see, I kind of like the idea, you know, a fizzy Coke on the beach. You know, and like if you have a Coke that tastes like
beach sand. If they would change it around a little bit.
I think it would be a hit.
Not actually put the sand in it.
Well, that's the problem. That's what they did.
Give it more like a Baja flavor instead of just sand.
Yeah. And all kidding aside, that sounds pretty good, really. I mean.
Yeah, I'm going to give them this one since they did put the sand in it.
You know what? I think I agree too. I have had sand in my mouth via the ocean. Yeah, not that tasty. And it does
but
get stuck in your mouth.
But I'll tell you what—that could be a seller using that viewpoint. You know,
if you
and
like
not
you said,
that way.
If you do it right, Rob, you're right. Okay, next one. Onion flavored, wild onion flavored Coke, fizzy Coke. People started eating it with plain potato chips, but then they denied it. So, I don't know what that's about. I mean, I guess everyone likes wild onion potato chips, right? So they're having their wild onion fizzy Coke with potato chips, but it was denied. So I don't know, Rob. I mean, that sounds like a great combination.
I don't know why it'd be denied. Wild onion with potato chips.
Oh, hell yeah. And a Coke to boot, a fizzy Coke.
Plus your drink, yeah.
Hell yeah. Man, that's great. That's great eating there.
Especially on a hot summer day, take that for lunch. That'd be awesome.
That's biscuits.
It'd be like taking green onions out of the garden, you know.
Yeah, you know
and
what?
And having a Coke, hell yeah.
Having a Coke and a smile. Yeah, man,
yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. But, yeah, these fickle people, they overturned it and said no. You know, I'm perplexed. Aren't you?
Oh, definitely.
We're perplexed. All right. Well, the next one. It was radish flavored Coke. Did not go over well.
I understand that.
Yeah, I guess so. Now, if it had been horseradish instead of radish, I think maybe I could have been on board with that. No?
Well,
fizzy Coke?
Like I've been saying, I really can't drink sodas because it messes with my stomach.
Okay.
Imagine adding radish to that.
Or horseradish, either way. Yeah, okay, all right.
Dude, I'd be in a damn hospital.
Rob, point well received. You're right.
Just saying. Like I said, another just saying night.
The next one that flopped, it was denied quickly, was raw meat flavored Coke. Well,
okay, I disagree.
Yeah. Yeah, what's wrong with that?
That's the most manly drink you could have.
Yeah, they could call it carnivorous fizzy Coke or something like that, right? And then, you know, like the real manly men will go get it and, like, slam it on a hot August afternoon digging a ditch, and all of a sudden you grab a raw meat Coca-Cola, fizzy Coca-Cola, and slam it. People go, that guy right there is a stud, right?
Well, it would give you extra protein to make it through the day, too, yes. You know, so. Hey.
And then you take the can and smash it on your forehead.
Oh, you got to.
Yes.
You got to.
And then roar like a lion.
Or smash it with your butt cheeks.
Either one. And roar like a lion. And piss on a tree to mark your territory. Yes.
You got to.
That's it right there.
You drink that, you're the man of men.
That's right. People will worship you.
Yep.
But it didn't go over, Rob. We don't have this choice now.
Damn, they won't even give us a chance?
No. No raw meat flavored Coca-Cola.
I'd give it a shot.
Yeah, me too. But, I mean, this focus panel said no. They said no, Rob. They said no. Yeah, I don't know. Next one was Velveeta flavored Coke. It was a bust.
Oh.
Yeah, who doesn't like that plastic cheese?
No.
No?
Oh, God, that would be the best ever.
You could eat tortilla chips with it. Yeah. Or you could, like, get some diced tomatoes and have a Rotel.
Just crush the tortilla chips up and throw them in it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh, Rob.
And drink it.
Rob, you are 100% genius. You are 100% genius. No, they should give you a little kit with it that, like, is taped to the side.
Yeah.
And it will call, like, a fizzy Coke Velveeta kit. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like they have walking taco kits. Awesome. This could be like a walking taco kit, only it's a Velveeta Rotel kit or something. Yeah. Yeah, well, you know what?
You know what I think this is?
What do you think it is?
I think this is our 80s mentality coming back.
You know what? You're right. And the days
that's what we would have loved in the 80s. I don't know about
this is
today.
A younger,
people are watching what they eat, you know.
This is a younger panel. You're right, Rob. It's a younger panel, and they're like, no. Yep, you're right.
Oh, my God. I would have to write that off my bucket list.
Yeah, me too. When I read that, I heard angels sing.
Oh my God. Trumpets.
Trumpets, yes.
Yes.
Yes, trumpets,
angels. Yeah.
I saw the gates, but I wasn't close to dying, thank God. But I still saw the gates. And then the next one that went over bad, speaking of dying, fentanyl flavored Coke, they deemed was too dangerous. So the fentanyl flavored Coke did not go over well. So, I mean, I can't say I blame them. Would you have been the first one to try it?
No, but you know what?
What?
Just out of honoriness,
mm-hmm.
I would have to say, throw it out there. let them weed themselves out.
Yeah, want to have a nice nighty night?
Let them weed themselves out.
Have a nice nighty
night.
That's
all I'm saying.
Have a person of a guy on the ground, lying there sleeping, and then they could say, new fentanyl flavored fizzy Coke. And then finally, brown mustard flavored Coke only went well with brats. So they want it, but they only if you serve brats. Other than that, they do not want brown mustard flavored Coca-Cola, fizzy Coke.
Okay, well, I'll tell them I'm having brats.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, that's it right there.
I'm going to be just having hot dogs, but I'll tell them I'm having. Just come out with it. I like that idea. I love that.
You know what? I do too. Now, we're running late on our first break, but before we go to our first break, here's what I think we ought to do, and you correct me if you think I'm wrong. Our top five music performers that we feel don't wipe well enough. Do you want to do that, Liz?
How about if we just come back with that?
Okay, that's what we'll do.
Kick it off with that.
Okay, we're going to come back with the top five. Okay, mine and Rob's top five of musical performers we feel do not wipe well enough down there. So we will be right back.
Now it's time for pickup lines from a loser.
If you were a fruit, you would be a fine apple.
Now, from the makers of the Who Bit My Asshole board game comes the Rob Rad Jigsaw Puzzle. That's right, put Rob back together. This brilliant glossy photo of Rob wearing a loincloth in a rainforest is the perfect stocking stuffer. Order now and get a free butt plug keychain.
Next up, things overheard in hell.
Ishwala has the top 10 spots on Billboard Hot 100.
Next up, things overheard in hell.
The brand new Kale Cola started selling nationwide yesterday.
Have you ever wondered where something came about? Have you ever looked at something and said, I wonder what the origin of that is? Well, so have we. That's why we give you the origin of...
Where did podcasts originate? The term was first coined by Ben Hammersley, a writer for The Guardian, in 2004 by combining the words iPod and broadcasting. In 2005, Steve Jobs, founder of Apple, introduced the idea of subscribing to a podcast by building the concept into the iTunes interface. Who made the first podcast ever? 2004, Adam Curry and Dave Weiner are credited with the invention of podcasting. Who exactly did what is up for dispute, but in the end, these are the two guys who got it rolling. The term podcasting was mentioned by Ben Hammersley in the Guardian newspaper article.
When taking a shower, remember to scrub your asshole with soapy water, because nobody likes a stinky asshole.
Two douchebags and a microphone. I'm Mark.
And I am Rob.
All right. Well, like we were talking about a little bit ago before we went to break, Rob and
I
just...
It's a fun one.
Yes.
It's a fun one, by the way.
This is cool. This could be a regular one like ass cheek bite, ear yank, and nipple tweak. You know, this is going to be like that where, you know, we occasionally bring it back and have a top five list. And this is simply people we feel... By looking at them, no proof at all, this is all allegedly, we don't feel they wipe well enough. By the way,
they don't wipe their asses well enough.
Yes.
Clarify that.
Yeah, wipe their asses well enough. You're right.
Clarify it. We could do that.
You're right. I need to say that because there is a female on my list. So.
Yeah, I have one too.
Okay. All right, Rob, you want to go ahead and go forth with your top five?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to start off with Marshall Tucker. Well, good there's one. A reason. There's a reason.
Okay.
As anybody that's listening to knows that I went and seen Marshall Tucker Band and 38 Special back in October of last year down here. And I'm telling you, I really do not think that man can wipe his ass. Dude, he's in his late 70s. He's a big boy. He's getting hard. He's walking slow even.
And he's not rich enough to hire someone to wipe his ass, so.
Oh, no, I guarantee he's got money. He's just a country boy.
He don't care, does he? Nobody. He's like, I'll let it flake off.
Hire him, no.
Yeah, let it flake up and fall off. Fuck him. All right. Cool.
Okay, and then my number four. Okay, yesterday when you asked me if I had, I said I had all but one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I talked to my cousin up in Atlantic, Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Dana.
Hi, Dana.
And I was telling her about this, and I still need that one more, and she gave me this. And I totally agree with it.
Okay.
Meatloaf.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No disrespect to the dead.
No, not at all. Because, I got another one up here that's deceased.
Okay, that's fine. This is anything goes. This is anything goes.
We do not respect.
We love them. This is endearingly. We love them.
Yeah, we love you. We embrace you.
Yes.
We don't need to be haunted.
No. Especially this podcast.
Oh, hell.
We do a good enough time.
On our own, aren't we?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, my next one, deceased one, Mama Cass.
Oh,
from the Mamas and Papas. I knew you would love that one.
That might be my favorite. That might be my favorite.
I should have saved it for number one, but I did not. Oh, I loved that one when I came up with that one.
That's excellent.
Okay, my number one and number two.
Mm-hmm.
Same as my last list. I just switched them around.
Okay.
My number two, Willie Nelson.
Oh, I got Willie Nelson, too. We doubled up on one.
Because he can't get up. He's on stage. Mm-hmm. He has no move.
He's 82. Yeah, I got him, too, so.
Yeah,
but he's not my number one.
My number one, like I said, was my number two, but on this one, I changed him to my number one for one reason only. Ozzy.
I think Sharon
does. Just because he does not care.
I think that Sharon does it. I think Sharon makes him.
I think
she doesn't want to smell it.
I've been reading. I think Sharon's giving up.
Oh, okay. Then
she
maybe
just lets him be him.
You're probably right. Okay. And we love Ozzy.
I think that's been for years.
You're probably right. Yeah. I mean, he probably used to piss himself and everything, too. I'm sure. So.
Yeah.
That was a great list, Rob.
I knew I'd throw you off with the Mama Cash.
That was great. Old Chicken Bone Mama Cash.
Oh my God, it fit in so well.
You know, I think I read something about her a while back. She did not die from choking on a chicken bone. That was false.
I don't know. I have not.
I'll have to look that up because I'm pretty sure I read that. I'm like, wow, boy, everybody thinks she did. So, anyhow. Okay. My number five.
Let's hear yours.
My number five is Willie Nelson.
Okay.
And same reason you said. He's old, he can't get around very much, and I also think he doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
That combined, I think that he doesn't change his genes, except maybe once a week. I think there's a little crustacean going on there. And again, I think he doesn't give a shit because he's Willie Nelson and he doesn't have to. So Willie Nelson is my number five.
Well, yeah, and he ain't getting around to get dirty anymore.
No. No, I know. So,
them jeans may be more than a week.
They it might be like 2 weeks. Like a month. It could be a month, yes.
Yeah.
And I think
he
sleeps in them, too, to top it all off.
And not putting Willie Nelson down.
We love him. Matter of fact, when he comes by, if he comes by, I'm going to see him.
No, he's coming to Camden this year.
I am going to have to see him. I love Willie Nelson, and I want to see him before he passes this earth. So.
Okay, I owe the Ozarks Amphitheater lineup.
Mm-hmm.
I promise I will have that next podcast, and Willie Nelson, I know, is on it.
I can't wait for that. I can't wait to see that. That's going to be great.
Among others, that you are going to be shocked.
Okay, that sounds great, dude.
Some big names. Big names.
Okay.
All right, move on.
My number four, Claus Meiner, or Meiner, Meiner, however they... I think it's pronounced Klaus Meiner of the Scorpions. I think that he doesn't do a good job helping.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about now. Yeah, you said Scorpion. Now I know Klaus from Scorpions.
Yeah, I think I think you pronounce it Klaus Meiner. It's not Klaus Meiner.
I've never really worried about the last name.
The Scorpions lead singer, him. I don't think that he does a very good job wiping. And again, I go back to, I don't think he cares. So,
I agree. I see it.
Yep. Number three, Grace Slick. Now I think it's just called. You see it, don't you? Now of Starship.
She just don't care.
No. As a matter of fact, I think that she can cut a turd better than anybody. I think
she was 60. She was in the heart. Yeah.
I think that she cuts turds probably a foot and a half long. That's what I think. Anyhow, okay, so Grace Slick is number three. Number two, Janis Joplin. I don't think she gave a shit. Yeah, I don't think she gave a shit.
She was a hippie chick.
Okay, let me put it like this. Yeah. Here's the way I envision it.
Heavily on drugs. Yeah, she didn't care.
Oh, yeah. Here's what I think. Here's the way I envision it, Rob, and you correct me if you think something different. Okay, she's watching a musical festival, right? And she's out there in the pasture, and she's got to take a dump, right? She's not going to go to the restrooms all the way down there.
She just drops foul right there.
Yes, and she worries about wiping later. So, I think Janis Joplin, all this allegedly, does not wipe well.
Okay, let me correct you on that.
Okay.
She did not wipe later because she done forgot to wipe later.
You're right. Later on, she was dabbling in this and that and didn't remember.
Awesome pick.
That's what I thought, too. And my number one, Roger Daltrey of The Who. He just looks like he doesn't wipe well. I think he might care a little bit, but I think he just doesn't wipe well. I just think that it's not in him to wipe well.
I see it.
Yeah. And I have a special...
I'm going to leave it right there. Okay. I'm going to leave it right there. I see it.
Yep. And I have a guy, ancillary, that I'm going to use next time that I really think is in this category. But I will have to use him next time. But I'm really proud of him, too.
We're going to do this category again.
Yes, we are. Yep.
Okay.
If one wasn't a disaster enough, how about twice? Because that's what we do here, Rob. If something fails miserably, we do it over and over. So, anyhow, Rob.
This one came out good, so we're going to keep it going.
We're going to keep it going, yes. Rob, we turn to you. You have something for us.
Yeah, Yeah, as soon as I get the cough.
Okay, that's cool. All right. Go ahead and do what you got to do, and I'm going to hum.
I don't know where that came up from.
Okay. I didn't even hear you. Wow.
No, I know. I muted.
Oh, okay, that's why. Okay, cool.
Okay, well, since we're still in the music world.
Okay.
You know any bass players that's looking for work?
Not any good ones, no.
No? Well, I would say they would have to be pretty good.
Okay.
Legendary classic rockers, Styx, need a new bassist.
Who was their bassist?
The group's longtime bass player of 20 years, Ricky Phillips.
Oh, okay.
Took to Facebook this week to announce his departure, which he reminded fans is not a retirement. Dear Prince, after touring for 50 years with The Babies, Bad English, opening for Tina Turner on the Private Dancer Tour with John Parr.
Wow.
Belinda Carlisle's first solo tour.
Nice.
Rehearsing in Tahoe, recording at Little Mountain in Canada with Jimmy Page and David Coverdale.
I love that album too.
And writing, touring, and co-birth producing Can Can with Ronnie Montrose.
Wow.
To name a chosen few, I'm taking a breather, Phillips wrote.
I don't blame him.
My last 20 plus years of touring and recording with my friends and Styx has come to an end. I'm taking a break from the road. I'm not retiring, just taking a break. And it goes on, and Styx are saying how much they're going to miss him. And I see him here. I've seen him. Actually, three times.
I knew he was a bass player, and I knew he was well accomplished, but I did not know we had a list like that. Wow. That is some really big credits on there. So you're right. They're going to have to be a fantastic bassist.
Well, here's the thing. You know how I told you I seen Jason Bonham with Foreigner down here?
Uh-huh.
Styx opened for them. And he was bassist on that same stage right here.
Wow. It's kind of hard to believe that Styx opens up for Foreigner. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, kind of, but...
Foreigner is great, but Styx is...
The way I look at it, Styx was a little more hardcore and Foreigner was a little more mainstream.
Well, Styx was hardcore, but they were also...
The headline.
Here's the deal. They were split,
you know what I mean?
They were like Queen. They were a split personality. They had their rocker, Tommy Shaw, and they had their ballad and kind of operatic singer.
Oh, yeah.
Dennis DeYoung. And both of them...
They could do anything.
Both of them really, from what I read, didn't care for each other. Didn't respect each other's musical taste. But they respected each other's musical talents well enough to work together. So they had the split personality, which made them so good. And to me, that's why, I mean, that and among like some of the legendary songs and like some of the legendary albums.
Okay, can I ask you one question?
Okay.
I don't mean to interrupt, but
go ahead.
I have to ask you one question.
No, that's what we do here. Go ahead.
Which band are you talking about? Because both of them were just exactly the same. The lead singer wanted to be more opera and show, and the guitarist wanted to be rock.
Well,
Lou Graham. Which one are you talking about?
Lou Graham is fantastic. Lou Graham is fantastic.
Oh, you're talking about Foreigner.
Yes,
okay.
Now I am. Oh, you're talking about Styx. I got you. Okay.
Yeah, both bands were the same. Both lead singers were theatric and, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the way I looked at it
right
here.
Well, no. Lou Graham wasn't so theatric, but he could get there.
No, Lou Gramm was fantastic for what he did.
Yeah, but
Dennis DeYoung, no, he's not.
Hell no.
And that's not dogging him either. Dennis DeYoung could not do Lou Gramm. You know, that's just not his thing. So to me, why Styx should have been at least co-headlining, but not opening. Because, I mean, think of all the songs and the albums, like The Grand Illusion, Come Sail Away, all of these legendary songs that they did, I just thought would, like, at least make them co-headliners. It just surprises me.
They were co-headliners.
Oh, they were co-headliners. Okay, then I don't
Foreigner was the main show.
Yeah, because Foreigner was more album rock, and Styx was at times. I mean, you know, like Renegade, that guitar on that, and that is a heavy song. But then you go to some of the other songs like Paradise Theater, Rockin' in Paradise, all that stuff, I mean, was balladish. And Dennis DeYoung actually won those songs, you know, so it's pretty cool.
Right.
So, won't we take our second break? I'm going to come back with a few Did You Knows. It might really get you pretty good, Rob.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, we'll be right back here in a couple minutes.
Our constant pursuit for a real knee slapper. It's strange insults from an alien. Real hilarity.
I've seen salads that dress better than you.
Next up, things overheard in hell.
Mark Zuckerberg. Comedy Hour has been removed for 10 more seasons.
Two douchebags and a microphone.
We talk Kansas.
Two douchebags and a microphone says... You ever dream about eating chocolate pudding and wake up with a spoon in your ass? Just asking.
This is a voice guy from your favorite podcast, Two Douchebags and a Microphone. People often ask us how they can find us when doing a remote broadcast. One, smell. Go to the city market and start sniffing. Our aroma has been described as a mixture of flea powder for goats, Tabasco sauce, and old sock with dark fuzzy urine. Two, look for the spot absent of patrons. Three, the most telling sign is a crowd of patrons vomiting uncontrollably. Four, just call us at 816-512-7717.
Hey, look, I think we found land. Oh my God, I think we're safe. Oh no, it's the island of horrible jokes.
What do you call a well-balanced horse? Stable.
Introducing Rob Rad's new book, How to Track Your Enemy by Scent. That's right, smell your enemy before they get you. Order this gem now and get a free virtual tour of Rob's secret bunker in Camdenton, Missouri. Also receive a free copy of his new book, How to Clean Raw Sewage for Food.
Our constant pursuit for a real knee slapper. It's strange insults from an alien. Real hilarity.
If you were a spice, you would be flour.
The apocalypse just happened. You don't know what to do. You don't know where to go. But we can tell you what you can eat.
Chickweed is an edible plant and a herbal remedy that can be used in various ways. Chopped chickweed can be added to soups, eggs, pastas, or pizzas. It can also be blended into hummus or pesto. It can also make chickweed into an oil for your skin for burns and minor cuts. But it could also be used as a tea drink or just munch it raw for a tasty, healthy snack.
And I'm Rob.
Real quick, before I get to these did you knows, I wanted to mention a chief side note here. We have traded Legarius Sneed, which sucks. That guy gave up.
Okay, you beat me. You beat me.
Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, brother.
Legarius Sneed gave up zero touchdowns all year, including the playoffs. Legarius Sneed mentioned that he wanted a payday, so the Chiefs traded him to the Tennessee Titans for a third-round pick next year, which is kind of really disappointing. But I understand why they did. Tennessee can afford him and can afford the huge contract that he deserves. So they traded him simply out of respect and love. I mean, really, that's the way I see it. A third-round pick next year, yeah, they'll probably make well use of it, but I mean, they could have just franchised him this year and said, no, you know what, we're not trading him and we're going to pay him the $20 million, because they did have it under the cap because Mahomes restructured. But anyhow, they did it probably to help Sneed just as much as to help them. And, you know, they got Sneed, I think, was fourth round, wasn't he? Like McDuffie was fourth round.
So, yeah.
I have no reason to believe that they will not draft somebody or even have the personnel right there to take his place. Maybe not as well, but maybe pretty good. Good enough.
Okay. Well, I have, and I mentioned this to my son earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, why? I think they might be just trying to clear some salary cap.
You're right. You're right, Rob. That is part of it.
And I have a certain person in mind.
Okay, who?
They've been talking to Odell Beckham Jr. Which is between us and Miami with him right now.
Personally, I don't like that. If they pay him too much, I don't like it. His production has been down the last 4 years. He's been injured. I don't think he's worked very much. I think our route is like we've always been doing. We draft the fast guys like Tyreek Hill, Rashee Rice.
That could be.
Hardman. I mean, Hardman's not a great example, but I mean, we draft the young, fast receivers, and when they get ready to get paid, we let them go, like Tyreek Hill. We trade him for 5 draft picks. That helped us get this elite defense that we got to help us win the Super Bowl this year. So I think you stick with that
and
formula because it's working.
Two out of Sneed? A third round and a fifth round?
Oh, did we get a fifth round
too?
We got a third round next year, but I didn't know if we got a fifth round. But if we got
We got the following year, I think it's a fifth round.
Okay, all right.
Is what I read a while ago.
Yeah, and now they have cap room, so if that magical person does come along, or... Here's another thing. A lot of teams let go of really good players, or maybe not like upper echelon, but good, really good, solid players when they find out that they're going to be out of the playoffs. And then they're like, you know what, we're going to clear some cap space and we're going to like cut somebody. And if you don't have the money to pick them up immediately, someone else, your competition, will get them. So there might be some of that going on too.
I think that's what they're doing with Sneed. Because they brought in, what was his name, from the Raiders?
I'm unaware. I didn't know.
We brought up just the other day. Was it Raiders, I think he came from? Some big name we signed.
Okay, well, you know what, I don't remember.
Free agent. It was during the free agency.
I'll have to look it up.
We'll have to go back.
We'll talk about it next podcast. But until then, I have some did you knows. And there's some pretty good ones on here, Rob. I think you'll really like them.
Sounds good.
Okay. Did you know that Australia is wider than the moon?
It's wider?
Wider than the moon.
I did not know that.
Me neither. Now we do. Did you know Venus is the only planet to spin clockwise? All the other ones spin, including us, counterclockwise. why that is?
I thought we spun clockwise.
No, counterclockwise.
So we're going backwards.
We're going backwards. No, that's where Einstein got the theory.
Then why the hell do we have the time changes every year? We're going backwards. They tell us that we're Dana. No, we're not. We're going backwards.
That's why Einstein always said that if you could go around the Earth fast enough clockwise, that you could go back in time. You know, but
okay, all right, that explains that.
Yeah, okay. Did you know oledoxophobia is a fear of other people's opinions? Well, I definitely don't have that.
Well, if you do, you ain't listening to our show.
That's what I'm saying. I definitely don't have that. And
once again, just saying.
Yep, just saying. Did you know human teeth are the only part of the body that cannot heal themselves?
Tell me about it.
I'll tell you what. I don't want to know the fortune I spent on my fucking teeth. Jeez. Anyhow, and continue to. Did you know that competitive art used to be an Olympic sport? I did know that, actually.
A what?
Competitive art.
No, I did not know that.
I did know that, and I don't know why I knew that, but I did know that. Did you know?
Hey, you and I have lived our lives useless information that nobody ever cared about, and now we have a way to put it out there.
That's why we're the perfect people for a podcast.
Yeah, we're a perfect duo.
Yep. Did you know that Google Images was created after Jennifer Lopez wore the green dress at the 2000 Grammys? Because I guess they were trying to follow her, or everybody wanted to see her. I bet you everybody wanted to see her in that dress.
Yeah.
So then, therefore, you got Google Images, which are essentially pictures of people. So, okay, that's why. That's why. I was thinking of Google Earth. But Google, yeah, I get it. Google Images. This is what I...
Google Images. Hey, it's her. Who wouldn't want to see it?
Yeah. She's a big bowl of delicious, isn't she?
Yeah. I'm just leaving it right
there. Yep. Okay, anyhow. Look, man, I'm married, not dead. So, all right. Next one.
I might as well be dead, so, here.
Next one, lemons float, but limes sink. I'm going to try that next time.
All right.
I find that interesting. Lemons float, limes sink. But you know what? I can see that. Lemons are more porous, and limes are more solid. They're like little bitty green concentrated lemons. So, okay, I could see that, actually.
That is exactly where I went. Okay. Yeah, so I agree with that one.
All right. The Eiffel, did you know that the Eiffel Tower was originally made for Barcelona? I didn't know that, did you? I don't think
actually,
I cared.
Actually, I think a few years ago I did hear something about that. But I never had any follow-ups or nothing, but...
Okay.
I do know something. Yeah, I've heard about that.
I can believe it.
I just
it.
Never found out if it was true.
I got a big bowl of I don't give a shit on that one, but okay. I mean, you know.
Me too.
Did you know that it would take 19 minutes to fall to the center of the Earth? I didn't know that, but that's pretty cool to know. So if you ever fall to the center of the Earth, you got 19 minutes to think about your life and pray to God. There you go.
No. I disagree with that.
Okay. Oh, heart attack?
If you're falling center Earth, yeah, you're going to have a heart attack. You're just...
You're going to die a little bit on the way there.
You're just going to blow up.
I'm going to try to hang in there to tell God I'm sorry.
You're going to blow up.
I'm going to tell God I'm sorry 4 or 5 times and then cash out, I guess. That's what I'm going to attempt
to do. I don't even know if I'll get that out. I'll be shit my britches on the way down.
Well, yeah, that's the first thing you do. So.
Well, I'm scared of heights anyway, you know.
I used to be until I started working with heights, and I bet you if I went back to it now, I'd be afraid of them again. I got to where I could go. I was up on a 32-story building. I walked right up to the side of it without any barrier or anything, any harness or nothing. Looked right off the side, and it did not bother me. And that's how numb I got to it, which kind of scared me, which meant to me that I could get careless. You know what I mean? So I always try to keep myself in check. But I got to where I wasn't afraid of heights. I bet you if I went back to it now, I bet you I'd be afraid of heights again. It's something you have to get used to, that's for sure. Did you know that the real name for a hashtag is Octothorpe? Didn't know that? I'm gonna start calling it that. Octothorpe, whatever. Octothorpe.
I'm not going to because I can't pronounce it.
Octothorpe, save the planet. Did you know that Neil Armstrong's hair was sold in 2004 for $3,000? Another big bowl of I don't give a shit.
Honestly, if I had that much money then, I'd be a player on it.
Really?
I'd buy it.
No kidding. Yeah. Okay.
I would have gave him $3,100.
That's cool to know. You see,
I mean, if the man land on the moon supposedly the year I was born. It was Neil Armstrong. Okay. Yeah, that'd be cool. Something cool to have.
I can understand that. Here's my reasoning. That $3,000 could buy a couple of really cool vintage pinball machines for my man cave here. The one I'm broadcasting from, the Talk Is Cheap studio.
Okay, you got me.
Yeah, like an Elvira and an Iron Maiden pinball. Oh, man. Oh, that'd be cool.
Yep. Never, everybody forget what I just said. I'm going with Mark on that one.
Yeah. Did you know that the longest English word is 189,819 letters long? No, because I would never be able to pronounce it.
Please do not try pronouncing that.
It's not on here.
We don't have that much time left.
It's not on here, and believe me, I would not.
Good.
Did you know that the tiny pocket in jeans was designated to store pocket watches? Nope.
That I did know.
Oh, you did? Okay, I didn't know that.
Actually, I think I covered that on... No, that was not. I read it about the same time I was doing the Western Hygiene.
You just never reported on it?
Well, it's something I've always known, honestly.
Oh.
Because I'm a jeans wearer. I don't wear slacks. I wear jeans.
I got you. Okay. I'm a jeans guy, too. Did you know that people once ate arsenic to improve their skin? I think I heard that and kind of knew that, but I forgot it several times. You know what I mean?
I did not have a clue.
Okay.
I'm going to leave that one right there.
Okay. Arsenic
to improve their skin. Stupid is and stupid does.
Ding, 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 ding. We have a winner.
Okay, I took it a little bit further.
Next. Did you know that the Terminator script was sold for $1? Oh, I would love to have been that lucky bastard. Yeah, $1. That would have been cooler than hell. Not only to mention you could sell that bitch for I don't know what. Jeez.
I'd give $1.25.
I'm giving $1.50, dude.
Fuck you, $1.75. Oh, we gotta have a bidding right here on that.
I'm going $3.50.
Neither one of us are gonna win.
$3.50, my final offer.
Why bid?
Yeah, you're right.
I'll keep you going, dude.
All right, we're just going to go ahead and drop that because we're not going to get the opportunity to bet on it. Okay. Did you know that penicillin was first called mold juice? I can believe it. That's what it is, isn't it?
Okay, I did not know that, but like you just said, I see it.
Okay, this next...
Knowing the history.
This next one, bear with me, Rob. It is a long, long, long fucking word.
I don't have bear with you. Everybody else that's listening does.
Okay. A fear of long words is called hippopotamonstros esquip adeptophobia. Or something like that. Okay. Did you know that the quickest...
Why? That's all I have to say. Why?
Someone had a sense of humor. That's why.
Explanatory right there.
Someone had a sense of humor, Rob. I'm certain. Yeah. That's all there is to it. Someone's like, hey, watch this.
I believe, yeah.
I came up with this new word.
Move on.
Someone came up with this new word.
Before I start talking.
Okay. Did you know that the quickest commercial flight in the world is in Scotland? Another big bowl of I don't give a shit.
But interesting.
Yeah.
Where to?
Okay, it doesn't
say.
And then next on the list it says, did you know that the first commercial passenger flight lasted only 23 minutes? Another big bowl of I don't give a shit. But, interesting to know.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, well, that is the end of that one. I've got like 50 more, but we're not going to get to them tonight, obviously. So, Rob, we turn to you. You got anything you want to go into before we wrap the bow on this bitch and get on out of here?
Yes, I do.
Alrighty, Rob, the floor is yours.
It's been a while since I've had a list.
Okay.
And this one comes off Society Rock.
Okay.
7 rock albums that critics hated but fans loved.
Okay.
Starting at number 7. AC/DC's High Voltage.
That was a good album.
Well, that's like I said, the critics hated it, but us fans loved it.
Critics always hated AC/DC. They called it like a two-note band. It's simplicity. It doesn't matter. It sounded good. People loved it. Look at their sales. Critics are idiots. Anyhow, go ahead.
Right. Introduced the world to the band's electrifying sound. However, Rolling Stone's Billy Altman infamously labeled it as mindless, claiming it brought hard rock to its all-time low.
What an idiot. Allegedly.
Despite giving out tracks like It's a Long Way to the Top if you want to rock and roll.
That's a great song. It has bagpipes in it.
Staples to rock music.
Shows you how stupid he is. Any heavy rock song that has bagpipes in it gets to the front of the line, right?
Oh, God, dude. Hell yeah. A lot of these albums are that way.
Okay.
Number 6.
Okay.
Led Zeppelin's self-titled. It received harsh criticism upon its release.
I actually knew that.
Rolling Stone demised it as containing weak, unimaginative songs and deemed it as a waste of talent. Okay, I have a problem right there. They did not know what the hell they were talking about.
No, I knew.
Because Led Zeppelin, you had to have the most imagination for their songs. My opinion.
No. I agree with you. The critics hated that. I mean, he wasn't the only one. They were, and
look what happened to him.
Yeah.
Okay, number five. Rolling Stones, Exile on Main Street.
I'm not a big Stones guy, but obviously the critic was wrong. Look at the success.
The album initially received lukewarm critical reception, despite later being hailed as one of the band's greatest works. Mick Jagger himself admitted that the album faced a tepid reaction from critics, only to be later recognized as a masterpiece by fans and publications alike.
Okay, I mean, I don't really have anything to say. I don't really care for the Stones, but to me, they're always lukewarm. But they have such success, that critic was off his rocker, and probably me too. So go ahead.
Okay, next up at number four. Oh, shit. We have Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here.
Yeah, and that was hated by the critics too. And it was a lot of like mischievous shit that went on. Like that was back in the days where the record companies would like go into these rock stations, these album rock stations, album oriented rock stations, and offer them all different kinds of goodies to play, stuff like REO and Foreigner and whatever else was out there. Maybe not Foreigner, but I forgot what bands. I know REO Speedwagon was one of them, but there are several articles published about it. So anyhow, they would get favor in playing that, and Pink Floyd's record deal did not do that. Their record company didn't go into these and you know, do favors for DJs, so they didn't play them. And also, the critics didn't like Pink Floyd at all when they came out. So I believe that. And they were wrong.
But if you look over time, that album is probably one of the number one ever ranked, if you question me.
Oh, I would not argue that. That guitar work by David Gilmour is just so, man, it's masterful. Anyhow, yeah.
What it says is, while it's now regarded as a superior follow-up to Dark Side of the Moon, which, my God, you had to have something after Dark Side of the Moon.
That's you would have to bring it. You would have to bring it, yeah.
To this day.
Yeah.
Some critics at the time found fault with its ponderous sincerity and criticized the band's musical abilities. However, over time, the album's warmth and depth have solidified its place in rock history.
Wow.
Oh my God, okay. Yeah, they went here.
Okay.
Number three. Abbey Road.
Oh.
They went there, dude. They went there.
Critics couldn't handle the Beatles going in different directions and expanding their musical taste, so their first inkling was to dog on it, even though they didn't understand it. So.
Critics dismissed the album as lacking energy and purpose, failing to recognize its significance as the band's swan song.
The critics did not understand that bands got bored and they did different musical directions. They expanded their horizons, and critics could not understand that. And you know what? I mean, Abbey Road was obviously legendary and still is.
Okay, well, seeing how you feel that way, I think you will understand this next.
Okay.
Number two, Black Sabbath's debut album.
Mm-hmm. It's still hated by critics, too. It's pretty... Okay. Critics like to think of themselves as intellectuals. They like to think of themselves as uber smart. They know what the trend is, and they can catch it ahead of time, and they know where music's going. But actually, they're just dumbasses that give their opinion that sucks. So, when they heard this new dark music, this kind of devilish undertow, they could not understand it. So the first thing they did was, like idiots, they started dogging it. And they still do to this day. But I say, my old rule was this: if the critics hated it, I'd grab that album and start listening to it.
Okay, well, you gotta remember where rock and roll started. Okay. You start with Elvis Presley was coming out of gospel music.
Uh-huh.
Everybody started in gospel. A lot of them started in gospel.
Oh, yeah.
And then you come down to people like Black Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, they're singing about the devil.
Yeah, well, they were prompted by blues. And
then there we go from there.
Yeah. And so, you know what, critics did not understand it, and they still don't understand it, so who cares? So, anyhow.
But music fans love it.
Yes, it's a great album. Groundbreaking.
Okay, and number one. Okay, I personally do not want to mention this because I do not like this person.
Okay.
But it's part of the list, I have to.
Okay.
Finally, at number one, we have Neil Young's Harvest.
Okay. Neil Young, to me, was overrated by far. So I'm with you.
Yeah, well... You have to. He is strong. I mean,
I've never considered him one of the top echelon on any rock scene at all.
No, so, I never.
So I get what the critics were saying there, and I agree with him finally.
And then he takes jabs at Lynyrd Skynyrd, so Lynyrd Skynyrd comes back, and he shut his mouth. He cowered down.
Yep.
Because he ain't shit, man.
Yeah,
he wasn't.
No.
He was part of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
Mm-hmm.
He had a couple singles.
He was famous for protest songs. I think Alice Cooper penned it perfectly on a show one night. He said Neil Young had a built-in complaint in his voice.
Yeah.
Which made me hate him. Not that talented a voice, in my opinion. Yeah, his big protest song was what, Four Dead in Ohio, talking about the government or whatever, you know. And so, that's fine, talking about the government. I understand they do some stupid shit and some evil shit, yes. But his underlying talent was not there. I think he was more big because he was the rebel. He was the anti-whatever. He was the anti-establishment. He was the anti-government.
Right.
He was the beatnik. He was the supposed freedom guy, you know. So, anyhow... Yeah, okay. Good list, Rob.
Which I was, but I still didn't listen to him.
I didn't listen to him at all. He didn't stand
because
for me.
Because of his beef with Lynyrd Skynyrd. I was a Lynyrd Skynyrd fan.
Hey, I didn't like his beef with Lynyrd Skynyrd, but...
He called them out first.
I know he did. On
Southern Man. He called them out first.
Yeah.
So then Lynyrd Skynyrd come back and mention it.
Yeah.
And that was the last you heard of that battle.
Yeah, he shut up. If you like Neil Young, that's fine. But I don't know of anybody that's crazy about Neil Young. You know what I mean?
No.
I know people that are crazy about Sabbath, Zeppelin, the Beatles. But I don't know anyone that just thinks Neil Young is upper echelon and just the shit. So I don't know where they got that at. But I do agree, he overrated, yes.
I mean, come on, David Crosby was right over him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh, yeah. David Crosby.
Firmly, I love David Crosby. He was a great musician.
Yeah, I felt he could have done more.
Yeah, so, he could have, but he did a lot more than Neil Young.
Yes, he's much better than Neil Young. Yeah, man, I agree. Dude, that's cool. Well, Rob, do we keep going or not? We're at like 120. Are we doing another special episode?
It's Sunday night. Okay. I have to work tomorrow, brother. Right.
Okay, let's go ahead and wrap this bitch
up. As much fun as I'm having, I am. I'm having fun right now.
Yeah, yeah, yes. And anyhow, I can't wait to listen to the last podcast, the one that I put out this morning, because Rob listened to it, and he said it's the best one we ever did. And we can tell.
I listened to it. And as me and Mark hung up, or ended the podcast last night, we both thought it was one of our best yet.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, dude, last night we were off the chart.
This is
where we were so in sync.
And I think,
everything just flowed, man.
I think tonight
we need to keep that going.
Yes, tonight's going to be a good one, too. Tonight's going to be a really good one, I think.
Yeah, it is.
We need the people that are listening to us right now to hear the podcast like this. And I told them to listen to the recent ones that's more indicative of what we do now. So I'm hoping they're like picking up from yesterday and today. And if they are, I think they're going to be really pleased with our product. So anyhow, we shall see how that goes. And, you know, who knows? We may not even want to do the, you know, there's so many variables involved. So
we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Anyhow, thank you all for listening. We love you guys. Good night, assholes.
Good night, assholes.
Hey, where'd everybody go? We're the douchebags. Oh my god, someone took a dump in the corner. Oh jeez. Ugh, I'm glad they're gone. Let's just hope they don't come back. Whew, man, that smells.